English as a foreign language. Why do people learn foreign languages?
Learning a foreign language is very important as language is a means of communication and without it our lives would be very difficult. Nowadays, people travel a lot, do business with other countries more than before. Students want to go to study and work abroad to get to know other cultures and without knowing a world language, it would be nearly impossible. The internet serves for many students as the quickest, cheapest, and easiest source of information, so knowing English is of immense help. And what's more, learning a foreign language broadens our minds and extends our horizons. What methods of learning a foreign language do you know?
At school, most students are taught foreign languages by using textbooks, doing exercise in their workbooks, studying vocabulary and grammar. Translating from one language to another is a good practice as well. In modern language books, each unit concentrates on all aspects of the language so that students can practice both reading for general comprehension, called skimming or skim reading, and reading for detailed information, called scanning. It is also very useful to practice listening skills, listening for detail or for general comprehension, grammar practice, and vocabulary exercises. Sometimes it is more useful to look for unknown words in an English-English dictionary, as you keep thinking in the foreign language all the time, and in doing so you improve your fluency. Some students like keeping their vocabulary books, either with pictures, definitions, word groups, or separate words with Czech translation. It is a good idea to read books in the original version, or at least easy short stories. Watching subtitled films helps a lot too. There are many PC courses these days as well. But as language is a means of communication, the most natural way of learning it would definitely be through speaking. Talking to a native speaker does not give you the possibility of using your own language if you cannot find the exact word, which is very useful. But the best way of learning a language is to go abroad and spend some time in that environment. There are many possibilities for young people to do so. They can work as au pairs. Boys are welcome too if they don't mind doing housework. This is good practice, as children are very spontaneous and often patient with their babysitters from abroad, and they will teach them real spoken informal English. There are also international scholarships, allowing Czech students to study abroad. Summer jobs like picking strawberries or other products are popular too. Some Czech companies send their workers to their subsidiaries abroad to get to know the company well. Which methods do you find useful for you and why?
For me, the easiest way to learn something is to write down words in my vocabulary book with Czech translation, study it at home with the grammar. Write down a few practice sentences, including new words and related grammar, and try to translate it several times over. In my vocabulary book, I have to write down the pronunciation as well. Sometimes, drilling is very useful to learn the language as I learn correct phrases that sound more natural. I like watching English films in their original version, but their language is usually very difficult to follow. Most of the music I like is English or American, so I can translate the lyrics and learn new words as well. I quite enjoy reading detective stories in English as they are short with many direct speeches making the plot easier to understand. I would like to go abroad to improve my English and to be fluent in it.
How are languages taught in your school? Are you happy about it?
We have 4 lessons of English a week in our school. We learn mostly grammar and vocabulary. We learn to write letters, CVs, essays, etc. We get marked for speaking in front of the class about a topic or for reacting to our teacher's questions. We take grammar and vocabulary tests, and we also do projects, which I love. But what I miss is a real conversation with a native speaker. The situations in the textbook are sometimes too artificial, and we would appreciate more spontaneous speaking practice. There should also be more school trips to English-speaking countries to learn the facts about the countries on the spot. But I understand that this would be rather expensive. For good students, there should also be more scholarships for studying abroad and student exchange programs.
When did you start with languages and why?
I started learning English at the age of 12 at primary school. There were a few possibilities to choose from, but I liked the sound of English language as my favorite music band sang in English. At the beginning, it was very easy and fun to study, but as I progressed, I realized that it is a complicated language. At grammar school, I continued with English, and I also took up Spanish. We could also choose German and French, but Spanish sounded exotic to me, and I decided to visit the country sometime. Some of my classmates attend language schools in the afternoon as well to improve their knowledge.
Grammar.
Words.
Conversation.
Speaking.
Lesson.
Life and institutions.
Translate.
React.
Enjoyably.
Elaborately.
Spontaneous.
Patient.
Knowledge.
Grant.
Foreign language.
Fluently.